obviously, that was a song from The Lion King, but seriously, there was a lion spotted in Arcata in the community forest. And let's see. Can you hear me there?
I can hear you.
I've got Phil Johnson, local mountain lion biologist, on the line. What's going on, Phil? How you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. I'm up here in the woods in Hoopa. How are you doing?
Doing well. So an article came out in the Lost Coast Outpost. Somebody spotted a mountain lion walking around kind of near the Fickle Hill entrance in the Arcata Community Forest.
Yeah, I saw something about that on Nextdoor this morning, I think, where someone was saying it was going after their chickens and it was grazing and out in the open. So is that the same sighting or is it a different one, you think?
Let's see.
I'm sure that it's the same cat.
This one appears, it seems like they said it was just in the forest.
Okay. So there's a couple things that could be going on. Number one thing people should know is that mountain lions roam giant areas. So if you're seeing a lion in the community forest or on Fickle Hill, its whole home range probably encompasses all of Blue Lake, east of Corbell, and maybe even way south to Cutton and south of Eureka. I mean, these animals roam a huge area.
Wow, that is big.
Because, yeah. I mean, our collared lions out here roam as far as 220, 230 square miles.
Holy cow.
So, yeah, and that's an important point because sometimes these animals will be in an area and they'll be getting seen quite a bit, but then they'll move on, you know. So it won't be a problem forever, necessarily.
And they could be 15 miles down the road.
Oh, yeah, in
wow.
A day or two. I mean, just last week I tracked a lion that had moved 15 air miles in a night through the broken mountain country out here in Hoopa.
Wow. So the lion, while the lion was sighted here today, it's not necessarily going to be here tomorrow.
No.
Not necessarily a huge cause for concern.
Yeah, so it would be unlikely even for it to be here tomorrow unless, you know, they make a kill on a deer or something and feed on it for a couple days. Because these animals just like to move.
Okay.
But, yeah, and I was a little bit concerned by the person saying that the animal in the post was brazen, you know, and going after the chickens. And the thing I'd like to say about that is just typically that's the behavior of a young animal, and young mountain lions stay with their mothers until they're about, you know, a year and a half old, and during that time their mother will leave them for periods as long as a week or 2 weeks, and during that time they can get really hungry and then they'll wander down to people's yards and cause trouble sometimes. But
okay,
unless something has happened to mom, she'll come back and take them out of there eventually.
I see. You know? So if it is a juvenile one, basically you should probably leave it alone, right?
Yep, you definitely want to leave it alone and just give them space to, you know, wait for mom to come back or for them to figure it out on their own and head out.
Now, these lions, they're a super important part of our ecosystem here, right?
That's true. I mean, mountain lions have a huge role. They're at the top of the food chain. You know, they have a huge role in regulating deer populations. And, you know, they can be considered a keystone predator by regulating deer numbers, which has an effect on vegetation growth in the forest, which has, you know, cascading effects through all levels of this, you know, trophic pyramid.
Okay, yeah, so it's probably important that we get these lions on their way and not necessarily, like, make trouble for them.
Yeah, it would not be a good idea for people to, you know, try and go see the lion or, you know, anything like that, because they can be dangerous. You know, I mean, it can happen where a starving lion can attack a human. So the best thing to do absolutely is just to leave them be and, you know, wait for them to move along. And also, here's something really important. Keep your pets inside, you know, because the mountain lions move to find food, and if you button up all your animals and get them inside so there's no potential food for them, they'll move, you know. on their own.
I see.
But when people have a bunch of dogs and cats running around in their yard, that tempts the mountain lions to stay in that area. So anybody listening up on Pickle Hill or the area this lion was seen, get your animals inside for the next few days.
That seems like pretty important information there. Well, thanks for taking some time out of your day, Phil. Phil, you are the mountain lion biologist, is that right, for the Hoopa tribe?
That's right. That's right, for Hoopa Tribal Forestry.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, Cam. Have a good one, man.
All right, you too.